It starts when the scammers get hold of your Social Security number and, using that, file a phony return to get a big and bogus refund. Julie Wheeler with the Better Business Bureau serving our region has a couple of starting recommendations.
If you can file your return early, do so. File as early as you can. But then just those standard tips of making sure you protect your Social Security number.
She says victims are often unaware of the scam until they try to file their return, only to receive a message saying it's already been done. Others become aware when the IRS sends a verification letter.
If you get one of those, chances are somebody has tried to file a return under your Social Security number, and you need to respond as quickly as you can.
Wheeler says the best way to avoid all this is to take the standard recommended precautions to protect the privacy of your Social Security number and other personal information all year. Evan Jones, WFIR News.